What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Donnie's really good at not recording.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
I invited Matthew. Because he sends me a he sent me a text,
Matthew,
call in right as I'm getting ready to walk out.
Who's Matthew?
He's like, you want to play some cribbage tonight? I was like, dude, I'm about to leave to Dan's to podcast.
Hey, what is he, 70?
Yes. So am I. I love cribbage. Fuck off. And I was like, you can come with us, or you can come over too and be on it. He's like, no. I was like, I'm gonna get you on. He's like, I was on in the past. Doesn't that count?
Call?
No, he said he was on in the past, so that should count. And I was like,
No.
Sounds like a call-in.
They're going to be playing bingo.
I got a story to tell you guys, though. This is
okay
because I'm old. And that's when he said 70 for the cribbage. So because I'm old and fat.
78.
Okay. My,
thick.
My wife saw, you need to go to the doctor. You know, you're getting that age. Get your annual whatever.
Oh, so yeah, your butt check.
Not yet. I'll get my butt checked later.
You're supposed to get your butt checked.
You're supposed to get your butt checked?
I know, a year ago.
Like four or five times by your age.
45, I'm only 46, okay? 45 is when they first suggest you look.
Yeah. 40 going up 50. Right.
Now.
Look or poke.
You're overdue. You're a year overdue for your oil change.
True.
Oh, bro. You got to get the dipstick taken care of.
I call up, I set an appointment with my doctor for my annual, you know, so he can poke me and be like, hey, fat boy, you need to eat better. But Lex is like, well, maybe with your constant up and down and fluctuations, maybe there's a problem with your testosterone. Like, I am hairless, so maybe I'm getting tits.
Oh, okay. Hairless.
So maybe there is, you know. I've never been able to grow arm hair, so maybe, you know, low testosterone.
He converted estrogen into estrogen. That's a
well, I guess, breakthrough. Reading up on it, because my wife's one of those internet doctors.
Oh,
she searches everything, you
web
know.
Web empty.
Reading up on it, I guess you should get it checked like in your early 20s, and that gives a baseline of where it could be. So then when you go later in age, you could see how much it's dropped or whatever. But, you know, obviously that wasn't around
you
back in the
1970s. 20 years.
Anyways, so I call him up and I set it up, but I was like, my wife wants me to get a full blood panel. I'm like, okay, just come in a week before and get it. So I go in this morning.
Like a drug test panel?
Yeah.
One drop test, all sorts of shit.
So I go in there this morning to draw the blood at 8 o'clock in the morning. You're not supposed to eat, drink, or anything for 8, 9 hours before.
Yeah.
So I go in there, and I was like, okay, well, I found out my dad, before he passed away, he had diabetes. My mom's got diabetes. Talking to my mom, I guess my grandparents on her side all had it, so it runs in the family. So I was like, does this check for diabetes too, this full blood panel? She's like, oh, no, you have to ask for that separate.
A1C.
It's like, okay, can we get that? She goes, yeah, I'll just take extra blood. I was like, okay. I was like, it's a good thing I asked. I said, the only reason I was in here is because my wife wants my testosterone checked. She goes, oh, you want that done too? I was like, that's also not included in a full blood panel?
No.
What the fuck?
Dude.
So, so she took like 5 vials of blood out of my arm. And she's like, well, just in case they want to test this too, come with me. I was like, okay. Walk in, she opens the door. She goes, grab a cup there and fill it up. And I was like, all right. But, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning is going to be hard to jack off. If that's what you want. I shouldn't instead. I didn't really.
He was only pissed because he just let one go before he left the house.
They're always like very adamant about like, I only need this much, like a quarter inch. That's what they tell me that every time. Like,
oh, that's good. Cause that's all I got is a quarter inch.
I know because everybody wants to fill it up. Like you just give it to
what are you talking to, the pee?
Yeah.
Oh, I filled that shit to the brim.
And you like put the cap on and it's like spilling out.
Yeah.
He had 4 ounces of the other stuff.
She's like, when you're done, there's a pen, and she points this little metal door. She goes, there's a pen in there. So write your name, date of birth, and today's date on it. So I'm holding this cup of warm urine sideways with this pen, and it's just not, it's so hard to write on that label. I'm like, eh. Look how a little four-year-old wrote my name on it. I shut in the door. Walked out. We come back. I'm going to have like some kind of weird disease. I don't know.
They didn't like.
Herpagana.
They can test A1C like that second. They should be able to.
With your blood. Yeah.
I think she's just sending it all to the.
Everybody has one in their pocket.
Because I have I have an appointment with my doctor on next Wednesday or Thursday. So she's probably just, they're going to do everything and then send it to him and let him give me the bad news. Be like, not only are you fat, you got diabetes, like Wilford Brimley, and probably some other disease. I don't know why they had me pee in a cup. Or masturbate or shit.
Because that was all weird. Your kidneys, your keystone, your ketones.
My keystone?
Ketones.
I don't drink ketones.
kidney function.
I need you You've guys never, to back up on the mic.
When is the last time you had your like a blood test?
Back up. Probably 2 years ago. I don't know.
Okay.
So
you never had your testosterone checked ever?
No. So I never had a doctor. I get sick, I go to the hospital if it's that important. If not, I take some, you know, DayQuil, NyQuil, whatever, it's and,
like
I,
my
and I
deal with it. Testosterone's low. He's like, take some ibuprofen.
it'll help. But so I just never had a doctor. And then I think about 2 years ago, Lex is like, you're getting that age, you need to get a doctor. So we, you know, looked around, and the best I could find was primary health doc in the box.
Yeah.
But I have a doctor now. So I believe, and I said it like that because I'm not sure. When I did my very first ever annual checkup, I had blood drawn, but I can't remember.
Most checkups, they start with blood draw. Because
actually, no. I do. What's going on with you? I do remember because he sent me to the primary health up there off of Victory, across from the dentist. And that bitch bruised me because she couldn't find my vein. I'm like, it's massive vein.
I've had some brutal ones before, dude, where I'm like, I want to knock you out.
I've never had somebody miss this vein. I used to donate plasma
weekly.
It's
funny when they just
start
in and out and you're like, you're done?
Yeah, I'm like, you're really good at what you do. But then sometimes, have you ever had it where it like, I mean, it's like electricity. Like they hit something, dude.
Yeah.
And you're just like.
It feels like they're fucking poking you with a spoon.
Oh, man.
To get blood, you're like, ow,
I get
ow.
Like, I get lightheaded. Like, yeah.
I think my gin and juice went bad.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
That's all melon.
You're going to be giving yourself shots and Daphne shots.
Probably. Maybe I can get those shots again where it looks like a giant pen and I just stab my belly.
It's pretty cool when you do it, though.
Dude, it was until I puked for 3 days after. I'm like, yeah, this is not good. But yeah, it was very weird. Today she was awesome. She was like, I didn't even feel the needle going in, even though I sat and stared at it because I like watching that shit.
I did too.
And each of the vials, like she's tipping it to fill. I was like,
dude, I'm not gonna let somebody fucking stab me without me watching what's going on.
Dude, and if you're like so your arms like this, right? If you just go like this, it like spurts against the bottom of the vial.
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy cool.
That shit's awesome.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Why do I only get lightheaded when they don't get a cookie.
Watch what?
The podcast.
I don't know how you watch it. We don't have any camera. You see,
you're
camera?
Watching it right now.
Well,
live and in person.
Listen
do we,
to
do
it.
We got a camera in here because we're awesome.
So you're saying there's a camera?
Oh, I'm sure this is.
There's a camera right there.
Damn, no doubt. The
camera. Oh shit.
Yep.
All right.
Hi, world.
So be cool.
Candid camera.
Hi, Tina. She's like, what the fuck? They're doing it in the kitchen?
You really think she's allowed the logins? Come on.
Yes, you don't have the camera login.
Ah, sorry, Tina. She'll find out in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Door. She reviews the footage. Doorbell.
The 3 hours when Dan starts sending videos. Look at these morons.
Well, to be determined, we haven't done anything stupid yet.
Chase, back up.
I don't know.
Mic.
You were here before I was.
Yeah.
You're not eating it.
I look, want to.
You do, yeah. But I think these are a little good protection because, you know, some weird kind of people had their mouths up on that mic. So
I mean, you used to pull my beard hairs out, so this is fantastic.
Oh, really? That's the worst, dude.
I'd get so close get like and I'd pull one, it off. Like, oh,
yeah. There.
Yep, yep.
Bro.
Stop it. Yeah,
he's just pissed he can't get
so
on
you
the
see?
Table.
Yeah, I'm getting close to my mullet length.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
What's the top look like, though?
Oh, it's messy.
You need to trim that shit. You just have long hair.
Yeah.
Ain't no mullet.
No, I said it's getting close to the length.
All right. Then you're going to freaking.
I don't even realize because I don't ever see him without a hat.
It's true.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Lex is like, you just stop like wearing a hat all the time. I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do with my hair. Right now, if I pull the it's like to here. If I pull
you should
my
like damn. Part it and like comb it.
Okay.
A couple nice clips
I'll
on
get
the
it like jet
it
black.
That look cute.
Jet. Put some guy liner on.
Dude, we're talking now.
Okay, let Yeti
talk. We might
talk.
Get some subscribers to the podcast.
Let Yeti talk. It's his freedom of speech, okay?
Sorry, Yeti. Where'd he go?
Can Yeti speech? Right
there. Yes. I've heard
him
yapping.
I think he's pissed that we ignored him the first 10 minutes.
He's looking away.
Because he's got a bark collar on, so.
Dick. Not you. Him for barking so much.
Barking their asses off in this house, dude. And I don't know what it was. I don't know what it is, but like when we moved into this house, and they still do it. They're not as bad as initially, but they would follow me around constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I like turn around the kitchen and they're both just like standing there, like staring at me, like directly in my path. And I'm like, what the fuck do you guys want?
Home? Yeah, they're like, can you be home? This is nice, but I want to go home.
What are we doing here, bro?
Yeah, like, is this like forever?
And then they saw him putting up paintings like, fuck.
Well, Bella did the same thing. She was following us around. Fuck, every time I turned around, about died over her. Yeah, because she's just standing behind you.
Pisses me off.
You didn't even know she's there. She's been following you for 10 minutes. You turn around and I'm like, what the fuck? Get out of my way.
At least it ends for you guys. Loki's only known our house and he still does that. You can't go anywhere without him right up your ass.
He fucking cracks me up with those little blankies, dude.
Oh my gosh.
He's such a little child. So sweet. You seen him with his little like fleece blankets
carries
around?
Oh yeah. I'm telling you, him and Bella would have tug of war time together.
Yeah.
Here, I'll be back.
Sorry, yeah. She's fixed. We're gonna
have cute babies.
So is Loki. We had to sign a paper that we would get his nuts chopped off as soon as we could.
So they just get a party and have fun. We got no repercussions. Yeah. So
good for them, dude.
I can let them have it.
It could be like Doc and Yeti where they just fuck each other's faces.
He's a sexy man. Wow.
So weird. Was that the dog?
Yeah.
The first time table. I saw that, I'm like, that's that, whatever.
Yep.
All humping each other's heads. I'm like, you guys are weird.
Wes and Yeti do that too.
Maybe that's what it was.
They'll be like playing, like having a fucking all out, like, this is the best day ever. Like, hold on, let me fuck you real quick.
Sorry, I got a broner. Let's brone out.
You had to go get a blankie?
Well, it's
are you cold?
It's like 1/8 of a blanket.
This is Pearl's blanket, and I'm also cold.
Oh, does that gonna keep you warm? Does it cover your kneecap?
Yes.
Okay, she's got a cold kneecap.
Actually, it's folded, okay, and it has a big hole, but that's because the dogs abused it, so that's not my fault.
Yeah, you don't know what all they did to that blanket.
That's gonna be my my next tattoo is a kneecap tattoo.
Oh yeah, you were talking about it
with a bite.
You know what?
No. Your next time,
still working on the idea, but
looks like a big shark bite. It's just all the insides of his knee.
I think I might do like a cool like color like mandala,
like on your kneecap.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing a kneecap picture, and I was like, I don't think anybody will realize that's your patella. Picture of my knee. it's just like a weird circle.
I'm gonna get a picture of my knee on my elbow. It's gonna look fucking
exactly. Just a cap. Just a cap.
I got a sexy knee, so.
I mean, mine are hairless. I don't know why, because my dad thinks dad, but yeah.
Your knee. At least you have arm hair, dude. I don't got.
He doesn't
arm
have
or
any fucking hair
so.
On his legs anymore. He's freaking 70-year-old freaking all. Stunning. I'm like, is this my what's happening to me, Dad? Because I'm starting to lose hair on my legs. I'm like, fuck.
Mine's just the sides. Like, I don't have hair on the sides of my calves.
Really?
Everywhere else. Yeah.
Mine's the shins and the top of my knees. Like, it's never grown.
I think I have the shins. Then the lower back, my chest.
You don't have any hair on your legs, dude.
Lies.
Just on the shin. Very little bit.
Dad, how dare you?
I seen him, bro.
It's like a slight mane.
Look at that.
Oh yeah, see,
is
okay.
That where is that where she?
So that's me
the
too.
Blood?
So mine's on the sides blood. And not on the shin.
It's like right on front. It's like a shin guard.
Yeah.
Is that where she missed the vein?
No, in my arm.
Oh, okay. Then
you
why
get
is
blood
there a
out
bruise?
Of your shin?
No, why is there a bruise?
Because I've delivered bruise. Furniture for 30 years. So
okay,
it's beat up.
It's called varicose.
She just seen me after that.
Sorry, bro.
That weekend of moving, dude, I looked like a freaking domestic violence victim, bro. I had bruises all over my legs and like my hips and like, dude.
Oh, everywhere. You're resting shit on your hip. You're like trying to do something. And you're like, oh, dude, I had a bunch of those, dude.
I've had Tanner's young ass in the warehouse for a week, move. And he pulled up. He goes, look at all these bruises. Like, yeah, welcome to my world, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know. I can't like pinpoint one instance where one of those bruises came from. Where I was like remembered. That, you know, that happened. That was a bruise. I'm just like looking at him. I'm like, dude, that looks like I get hit with a hammer. Like, I don't even understand, dude.
Well, every time I lift and pick something up, it's like, oh, I'm squeezing it into the trailer. And then they fucking run me into the trailer. So it's like, yeah, it's cool. I got it still. Then they set down your foot. You're like, ah, we're good. It's cool.
Yeah, there really wasn't a whole lot of communication.
Nah, we just slammed everything
like,
in.
Like, hey, turn left. Or
I'm glad most
down.
Of it made it
are
in one
ready?
Piece.
It worked out, bro. It worked out.
Okay.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I feel like someone dropped me on, like, my arm as a baby because I have this bruise on my arm, and it will not go away. It's, like, it's literally, like, a birthmark, and it's, like.
Yeah, it's probably a birthmark.
Dad. Oh. I mean, not Dad. Donnie. Sorry.
Looking at Dan, poked by Donnie.
Whoa.
Whoa.
My bad.
Whoa.
But it was that day that I had to clean up the vomit out of your car seat.
Okay,
I dropped you.
Okay. Okay.
Like, this is fucked up, and I just dropped you.
Happens to the best of us.
I was like, if I'm cleaning your puke, you're falling. Your mom walked out. I was like, I don't know what happened. She would just run around outside and go, now she's crying. I don't
it's
know.
All good unless you just ate Taco Bell. Then I'm like, nah, I'm good. Nope.
I need some Taco Bell again.
I still don't mind drunk puke. It's like liquid. Like, yeah, it's just beer. Easy. That's easy. Easy. And then they just ate and you're like.
You just slurp it back up.
All right, I'm out of here.
So
sell the house.
The other day, I've been bringing like soups to work to eat. And I had split pea soup, which is one of my favorite.
Okay.
But nothing. Have you ever poured it out of the can? It like comes out all.
I don't eat soup out of a can.
Okay, well, it all solid. Comes out like. Oh. Yeah, like in a solid, like looks like Alpo, but green.
Yeah.
Ugh. This stuff came out with clear sludge around it. I was like,
notice he started
probably
with soup.
Not good.
That's why I don't do Spam.
So, yeah.
That's why.
That's what it looked like, the size of Spam, that yellowy weird. Yeah, so I threw that away.
Gelatinous.
And I ordered, I did a DoorDash.
Yeah, I like Spam fried up.
Like 40 minutes, and I'm like, where the hell's my food? And I get a text from the Dasher. It's a, sorry, lunch traffic is bad.
And then he probably
so now he's like, coming across town at lunch like hour.
Three oh. other deliveries, too, in the
so
of
I
it.
Get it. It's ice cold. But this guy reeked of urine. He was filthy. It looked like a homeless dude. And he kept trying to talk to me. And he's like, scoot close to me. I'm like, yeah.
Scoot close.
Why was he sitting next
to you?
Yeah.
No, standing. So he brings in my food.
I was like, I don't even look
y'all
at that.
Did you bring him in and say, have a seat? Let's
just
talk.
Set my shit on the porch and leave.
Yeah. I should have. Well, I didn't know now. I guess if you don't have Dash Pass, you have to give them some four-digit code to the Dasher.
What?
And he's like, is this
people
something?
People steal shit all day, every day, right?
Yeah,
now.
He's like, is this something you requested? I was like, no, I don't know what the fuck this is. But I'm like, he's like getting close to me. I'm like, yep.
Yeah, people like
trying to hold my breath.
People meet him out so outside. And they just walk up and they're like, all right, I got you, man. I'm heading inside right now. And they hand it to him. And they just fucking walk off.
Dude. You guys are having a picnic on
swear
the beach.
To God.
His response was, it's all those liberals stealing stuff.
I'm like, oh, you damn liberals.
All right. It's good to know. I was afraid to eat my Burger King.
I'm glad this is a political conversation.
Yeah, dude.
I just want my food, dude. Can you just go? Move
everybody
on?
Jump straight to political. It's like, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You're like, yeah. And I was complaining about them leaving it right in front of the screen door, but that was far better than that.
I would much rather than
open the door to get it. Yeah.
They always do.
It's like your drink is right there, and you're like, you could crack a tiny crack and try to like reach your arm around and like
every
an
single
L-shape.
Time. I've sent Riley out the window because the screen comes off easy. I just put him outside as I grab it.
Sounds like a viral video, man. Just fucking put people's shit right there and watch them try to.
It's got
they do it every time.
Yeah. They do.
We have a table right next to our door.
Common courtesy says like the door is here. Put it next to the opening so you open it and just grab it.
No, it's literally and it's
no,
not,
it's common courtesy. No.
It's obviously not one Dasher. It's all of
yeah.
It. Yeah. Maybe the same policy.
We literally have a table that Lex sometimes sets plants on, sitting right next to the door.
Yeah.
Empty table. Instead of sitting on the table, it's right against the screen door.
Put a sign.
And that's five people's worth of food, so it's not some little bag.
Yeah, it's like 8 pounds of fucking right in front of your door.
I was like, Riley, I got to send you through the dog door again.
They don't have common sense to do that.
That's why they dash food.
They don't have
they
common
read
sense.
The, sign.
That's
the only
true,
thing they're good at is running food from point A to point B.
Look at the kind of
you
people
can't
they
ask
hire.
For more than that, bro. They don't even hire them. You just apply and fucking go.
Yeah, they send you a bag and then.
What do you think? Did you interview?
No.
You
Lex
just
and
fill
I
out
did
the
once.
Fucking resume and go grab food.
Yep. She did DoorDash and I did was it Postmates and we were doing it together
before it died. Yeah.
Yeah, and
you don't make any money though.
No. So between the two of us, we took the one car. We did it. We made sure we get them, you know, near each other, so she can do hers, I can do mine, we can do them together. And I think we made like $20. And dude, people are dicks. People don't tip. And
you got to do all three fucking services at the same time and work for 12 hours a day, and you'll make $13.
Yeah, and then somebody's
driving like
gonna
a
be
bat
cold.
Out of hell.
You're gonna complain.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And the guy's like, I would like. A 5-star rating.
My fault.
I'm like, well, I would like you to take a shower. So,
are you kicking my dogs?
I would. Teach your dogs a lesson,
Donnie.
Now you have nice dogs. I don't kick nice dogs.
Yeah,
I kick dicks.
Okay.
On dogs
and small dogs.
Dogs dicks.
Dogs dicks.
Dogs dicks.
Well, what better way to get your point across than by kicking him in the crotch?
Look, if Loki's gonna come by and smack me with his tail in the dick, I'm gonna kick him back.
He struck first, bro.
He's gotten you before.
Retaliation.
I've seen
that. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, because he's a little bit taller, right?
Yeah, and he's got that 25-pound tail that just
well, and
knocks
he wags it
over.
Straight up, which is weird. But it's like.
He's excited.
He is a very weird dog. He doesn't lift his leg to pee. He just walks out and goes, yep, what? What?
Doc
what?
Like,
and he's just peeing as he's. Sometimes it's while he's walking.
Doc squats forward.
No, but one of them handstands while they either poop or pee.
Yeti, when he poops.
Dude, I hope he's not handstanding when he poops. That's going to fall on his face.
Gravity, gravity. Oh, shit.
When Yeti takes his shit, he stands up on his front legs and hovers his ass in there. And it like kind of goes forward. And it looks like, I mean, he like struggles because it's like a core workout, too. Like
trying to lock it in.
It's like the most Yeti, fruitiest weird. Stuff.
It is. It is.
It's the so fruity. Way to poop.
You weird, Yeti.
Yeti.
He's got a nice figure, though.
You weird.
He is a handsome feller.
He's obviously working out.
Yeah. I was telling Donnie, so I set up that bed frame this last weekend. Like, nobody was here. The girls had gone over to clean the house.
Perfect time to do it.
I told him to call me, and no I'd come
correction.
Out
I was slaving at that house.
But he had already ridden with me to Jerome to drop off the trailer. And it's helped plenty. I was like, I got this, bro. It's fine. So I set up the bed frame, realized we have the adjustable frames underneath.
Oh, yeah.
The platforms. No box spring. Well, this takes a box spring. So we were going to get rid of the platforms, but I'm like, we don't have a box spring. I'm like, well, shit, we'll just put those in the frame. Like, save them, whatever. It's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing those back in from the garage, and I'm like lifting it up into the frame. And you know how that top part flops forward, dude? It fucking slammed forward and pinched my middle finger in that 3/4 inch plywood. Dude, I screamed like a bitch. That shit hurts.
It hurts bad.
Bro, dude. Because there's no giving that. It's like, it's solid. Fuck your finger.
Well, and it was so like compressed. Like my finger didn't go back to regular shape for like several hours.
No, yeah. But, it was a full smashing.
But I thought it was going to like pop, like, because that's how like squeezed it, compressed it was, dude. Like it was gonna like blow out the skin.
Some
man.
Of the smallest shit that I've noticed, like moving and delivering things. Some of the smallest shit hurts more than any. Like I've dropped. I had the the adjustable heights ladder, like what I got.
Oh yeah.
This was a while before I started wearing steel toed boots at work, and this actually was the reason. I'm standing at work and I had to get it lowered, and I'm working alone, so I went like this and smacked the sides to get the lock to unlock, so I can bring. And it just. Boom, straight down on top of my foot.
My toes.
I'm actually surprised I didn't break something, but yeah, that shit hurt. Tyler had a sliding door just come down. Like he was carrying something. He opened it to get his hand in, and then the sliding door came right on there. But what made that one hurt?
You need a Werner, bro.
Is that webbing went down into the metal in the wheel. So it like cut him right on the webbing in between his thumb.
My toes.
But I've had washers and dryers, follow me.
Yeah.
Actually, the worst thing I ever had, it didn't hurt. It was just nasty. Was I was working with one of the guy I used to work with, Maddie P. We were at the dump. We had a bunch of nasty fucking mattresses and bed pieces.
Ew.
And we were throwing them off, and so this one mattress was really heavy. It's like a memory foam, whatever, real floppy.
Yeah.
So I'm like walking piss. Backwards, and I fall out backwards. So I'm laying in the dump pile.
Oh no!
He didn't know. And so he keeps pushing. So then I'm laying there with shit and garbage underneath me. Here comes this big, heavy, nasty fucking mattress right on top of me.
Oh, God.
And my mouth was open. It was bad. It was gross.
You had a lot of pre-babies in your mouth, I'm sure, from that
one. Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah, dried up pre-babies. Yeah.
So it's like as soon as I hire these guys, like they're very smart sounding in the interview and stuff. As soon as I hire them, they're like, duh, what do we do? They're just fucking, even Carter. My son Carter, the smartest fucking kid I know, becomes a moron on the truck.
He's smart.
I had to yell at him the other day. I was like, literally, I've told you six
fucking times. You have all the knowledge in the world,
but
you got confidence in what you're saying. Otherwise, you won't know.
I'm like, six fucking times I told you to do this. If you don't fucking do it next time, you're getting a write-up. I don't understand how stupid they fucking.
Documentation of your own son.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
So rude.
He's like, he got stupid. He joined the truck and he's like, I'm stupid now. I don't fucking know what's going on.
I like Cheetos.
I remember my brother when he was like 16, something like that. I was managing up at AJ's and I had to fire him. And my dad like showed up to pick him up.
Shit.
Yeah, my dad showed up to pick him up. Dude, he was being a fucking asshole. He deserved to be fired. Like,
wait, you fired your brother?
Yeah, dude.
Is that what that's awesome.
They were having like food fights in the back and shit.
AJ's of all places.
And it was like, it was like multiple times, bro, like food fights and mop bucket fights and shit. And I'm like, I just like, yeah, I walked back there and caught him like for the fourth time. And I was like, all right, dude, you're done. And then.
And he's like, I'm telling mom.
that was
sounds like dad is the one that called. Yeah.
That was part of it too, is like, he was just like, fuck you. Like he wouldn't listen to me.
Yeah.
My dad came to pick him up, and he was like, you're an asshole. Like, I remember that. Like,
your dad called you an asshole?
My dad called me an asshole.
No, dude, fuck that. You're an asshole for raising him who doesn't know how to fucking listen to the people in charge. Dick. My wife was trying to pay people 20, our kids 25 cents per chore. I'm like, you'll never get any buy-in.
No, so my kids, look.
25 cents, babe.
We were paying our kids
say 1983.
$5 a week to do their chore. They still weren't doing it. You know what Riley's chore was? If the garbage is full, walk it 5 feet to the dumpster.
Fucking five
That's
bucks
not even
day.
That bad.
Exactly. I'm and he would never do it.
Shit adds up, man.
Alyssa just has to empty the dishwasher once it's run through.
That's what
so
I
So what do you run that. A dishwasher, what, two, three times at most a week? Okay, that's what we run it. We don't run it every night.
My kids are assholes and use lots of plates.
Here's
three times a day.
We just don't buy lots of plates, so we don't.
I'm gonna go over and check my chores, and then I'm gonna tell you. We're like,
we don't feel like doing dishes.
You're checking your chores because you didn't do them today, huh? And like, Dad's over there looking.
We're like, we don't feel like doing dishes. Let's eat off paper plates tonight.
I love paper plates,
dude. I grew up on that shit. My parents were lazy.
Fuck your landfill.
My parents were so lazy.
No, bro, I pick and choose.
The paper plates where you slide them into those plastic slotted trays.
The worst, the worst was where you had the support structure for your paper plates.
Yeah, dude, we used to use that shit.
Dude, I'm old school. I used to have wicker ones that you'd put the paper plates in.
So here's
that's
my
classic
chores.
80s, baby.
All right, let's hear your chores.
Okay, I get $10 a week for this if I do them, 50 cents less if I don't do them. 50 cents less from $10 a week if I don't do a chore. So put your headphones back on.
So wait, if you say, nah, I'm not going to do my chores this week, you still get paid?
I was going to say.
No. So if I miss one chore.
I can default for $5 a week. Let's go.
No.
Fuck it.
So every single chore that I miss is 50 cents less.
How many chores do you have?
So
if you missed them all, would you be at $0?
Yeah. I have.
Damn.
I have
four. You got 20 chores a week?
I have four.
Right? That's what I was thinking. At 50 cents, like.
I have four. And take out trash, clean my room, clean my bathroom, or like just keep them clean and take out trash.
So I would not count, and this is just me, and this might be because I'm a grumpy old man, Dad. Cleaning your room and your bathroom is not a chore.
That's your responsibility. I am paying you. You got the goddamn thing. Let's keep it that.
Exactly. Like taking out the trash.
My kids want to get paid for that too. I was like, hey, I paid you to do your shit. That's your shit.
My chores growing up were literally like clean the entire house.
Mow the lawn.
Laundry, mow the lawn. And I didn't get paid a dime.
Okay. And you had to do shopping either. Without getting paid gas money.
I was the same way. I did not get anything for doing chores.
My dad.
No. But when I asked for something, I got.
You know what I did get? I did get that if I didn't mow the lawn, I got whipped. I got a whipping.
You know what you're going to get? A whipping, boy.
Why didn't you mow the lawn?
My dad, my dad won't let me mow the lawn. I usually clean the house whenever they're out. Shush. Talking. I usually clean the house while they're out on dates or and my sister's gone and I blast my music and it's the best thing in the world. Why?
To be fair, I've seen your room. I wouldn't let you mow the lawn either.
My room is clean right now.
Because your mom cleaned it.
No, look at it.
I cleaned it.
She cleaned it, but I don't. It, in my definition, it's not clean.
Because I remember like when we were moving you in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's just sitting on a bed playing on her phone. Tana's down there cleaning the closet, cleaning everything. I'm like, what are you doing?
My mom will let me be a slave, except whenever it's outside of my room. Okay.
My kids are. Well, you've seen Alyssa's room.
Yes.
Lazy.
It's terrifying.
I do have to give Riley one thing. He keeps his room pretty damn clean.
Okay.
Now.
That's about the age that I started doing that.
Too. I think me too. My mom always likes to try to make fun of me. Like, you rearrange his room once a week. I was like, something new. What?
We have some girls over maybe.
Well, and
at some point.
What did I have to rearrange? I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I had a fucking bed and a dresser. It's not like we had TVs and computers.
You didn't have a TV in your room?
No, I didn't. My first TV I got was, I just graduated high school. I was working rent Radio Shack. Damn. And, you know, I wasn't paying rent, so
yeah,
I got.
Yeah, you are older. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Radio Shack is, you know.
I think I got my first TV for Christmas when I was like maybe 12 or 13. But it was like Kmart had a fucking.
The closeout sale?
Yeah, it was like the Curtis Mathis 19-inch tube TV. For like $79, my parents got us one.
Weighed 850 pounds.
Bro, it was the best Christmas present. I was like, oh my God, I got a fucking TV in my room. It was great.
I'm not kidding when I say we grew up poor, and I don't mean it like I had a horrible
poor
childhood. We just had no fucking money.
Yeah.
You know, my dad was an alcoholic. Mom worked like multiple jobs. It just, you know, four kids, you know.
Yeah.
We were poor, so... The first TV I ever had in my room was, like I said, one I bought after high school, myself, from my job. And then the first TV that I ever had given to me in my first flat screen was from Lex, my first Father's Day.
Cool.
Yeah. Now I have too many TVs. And actually, I found out that...
quit going through my shit.
That's clean?
Okay, okay. I was just...
What the fuck?
I just saw a photo of me, and that's why I
yeah, I will never... Yeah, I was like, that doesn't look clean at all.
I got. We got to show Chase that, dude, because after she just said...
Yeah, yeah. Wait,
she's just bragging. Her room, my room is clean.
Shit. Let's just talk about the socks in the sink.
Check that shit out, bro. No,
that's a clean room to her.
There's a dirty pair of socks in the sink, by the way.
I'm sure there is, bro. Sock.
Both socks. No, it's both one socks. Sock.
Were you like sitting one on the sock. Pooper? Both socks.
I will
them
go
off?
And grab the socks.
I was throwing sure up as is. I walked out, so I wasn't sure.
So does that mean you didn't wash your hand or are the socks wet now?
Bro, they look sweaty.
One or the other. Either you didn't wash after you went to the bathroom.
Oh, no, I absolutely did not wash after I saw the sock.
Let me ask you guys this, because I'm told at work by one person that I'm disgusting, and everybody else is on my side. Do you wash your hands after you piss?
Depends where I'm at. If I'm at work, yes. If I'm at home, no.
Okay. Dan?
I tend to a lot. I used to not, but restaurant business, I do it. Pretty much everywhere.
So I get that. When I was a cook.
Pretty habitual when it comes to restaurants.
Yeah. Not at home. I do it at work. I do it.
When I was a cook, I washed them all the time.
I'm pissing in the middle of the night. I'm going back to bed. I ain't gonna totally. Wash my hands, dude.
Now I work in a warehouse. All right. I shower in the morning. I go to work. An hour into work, I got to pee. My dick is clean. Yeah. I just showered. I'm not going to wash my hands because I peed.
Well, at that point in a warehouse, I'd wash my hands before I touched my dick because my dick's clean, but my hands are dirty.
Exactly. I kicked the urinal.
I support the pre-wash, not necessarily the post-wash.
Can we also talk about the awkwardness of so this happens to me a lot. I'll be going to a meeting or a closing or something like that, and I'm going to pee before.
Yeah.
And so I go pee and I wash my hands, and then I just happen to walk out and the people are there and I'm like, oh, shake. Hey, shake. And you got musty hands, bro.
Bro, they're people can feel, they can be dry. You can dry them all you want. They're still moist.
But you can do the, and it's awkward since COVID, moist. You can do the elbow thing now.
No, I just tell them it's clean wet. I'm like, that's clean wet. It's fine.
It's like, it's okay. I just scratched my butt.
Yeah. You just sorry. I just peed on my hands and washed them. I just wiped my ass. I just washed them. What do you say to a wet hand other than ew?
Gross, bro.
And they can be dry and they still feel clammy.
The nucks are pretty accepted these days, though. I can nuck just about anybody.
I love a good nuck, dude. Excuse me?
I'm to the point now where I work.
Ruins everything.
I don't have to shake anybody. Yes. I don't have to shake anybody's hands because all I see are the guys at work who I'm pissed at most of the time or truck drivers who I'm pissed at most of the time.
If you're a nice-ass dude, you're going to get nice-ass things. If you're a dick, well, fuck you.
Me and Don are coming back from Jerome. We're hauling ass 90 miles an hour in the truck. Semi in the right lane.
Oh, that guy was a piece of shit.
Semi behind him. Literally 20 feet before we go to pass him, cuts over, and then we're just crawling, dude, as he's trying to pass. And he's like, how fast are we going? I was like, 60.
Yeah. 60 yeah, and I was going 85 until he decided, I can't wait any longer. And I'm going to cut you off. And you launch your brakes, smoke the tires. And then you go to pass the guy, and you're like, fuck you.
I remember.
And the dude's just like.
They don't even look over, dude, because they know.
No, you're fine. I remember in the past, there was that whole thing where, truck drivers were getting pissy and they were arguing, saying, cars don't care. They're doing this. Well, now they're just pieces of shit.
Hey, not all truck drivers are pieces of shits.
You know what?
Only 4 out of 5.
I was like,
all truck drivers I've run into.
I've never met a cool one.
I've met a couple cool ones on the road. I flash their lights. They flash their lights. We merge together. We hang out for a minute.
They honk at me.
My wife died and I had to resuscitate her because we're towing the camper to Glen's Ferry and a semi just out of nowhere. Almost took out my front bumper. That's how close he was. It just swerves over.
With the tail? Obviously.
She died.
Yeah.
Did you give her ass to Mal?
No, I let the stranger on the side of the road do that.
Thank God. She would have died if that would have happened.
She really would. Saw a hitchhiker. I was like, I'll give you a ride, but you got to
murder charges, bro. You don't want to catch your fucking charge on that one.
But yeah, no, they'll just cut over. And then as he finally gets back over, and he passed five different semis. So it was an hour of just going 10 miles an hour. He gets back over, literally has his bare foot up on the dashboard next to a steering wheel.
The semi-driver.
The semi-driver. And he's like this. So his left leg is up on the window area there, barefoot. He's got his hand on the steering wheel, his other hand's on his phone, and he's doing this.
Oh, dude.
The fuck?
Yeah.
In a semi?
Yeah.
Bro.
The only thing I'll give them credit for is, like, I wouldn't drive one of those fucking
cars. I don't want to either. So, yes, thank you.
I couldn't drive one of those.
Thank you for your service.
I give some respect. But man,
couldn't back them up like they do. Or
common road courtesy
shit.
Is fucking, like, above anything else. You can have a zero IQ. You should still have fucking common courtesy.
Yeah.
You get what you give. Like, if you're going to be a dick, I'm going to be a dick back. Well, unless I'm hauling a camper.
Yeah, it's really hard to be a dick to a tractor trailer that cuts you off, because what you do, drive by, flip you off, he can't even see you.
Yeah, if you brake check him, you're dead.
Yeah, brake check. Yeah, I ran you over. What
still,
are you gonna do?
Still, like, can't see you.
I'm gonna call the news.
What do you really do?
Because I wanted to fucking, like, give him a piece of my mind, like, six or seven times. Like, dude, I was going 85. You cut me off. Now we're doing 49 miles an hour, right. And there's 18 fucking cars. Yeah, exactly. Get candy on there, and then Candy Cane fucking comes after you.
Yeah.
And every time I get off an exit, that motherfucker will be right behind me until I'm dead.
It's
a good movie.
Have you ever messed around, like, on a CB radio?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Never, dude. That's like a fucking Ouija board. Don't do it.
They're hard to, like, operate. So, and like, the ones
and
that
then
they
you
have
get a hold of
those
you
trucks,
don't want to get a hold of.
Yeah.
they can't fucking track you, bro. But the newer ones are like super, they're like super advanced. Like, they can, so you're talking on the, like, the old one, like, you have to press down and talk or whatever.
Oh, they're like smart CBs.
Yeah. New ones are smart CBs. So they, like, you can't even get a word in, dude. Like, we were trying to, one time my buddy had one, and we parked out, like, on Frontage Road over in Mountain Home trying to fuck with truckers, and it was like, we couldn't even get.
It's a good place to, like, do it, dude.
We couldn't even get, like, a word in, dude. They're having conversations, and we're like, beep, beep, beep. Like, nothing, dude. Like, we just could not get in the conversation.
Because it isolates their conversation. Yeah. It locks,
like,
out,
shut the
locks
fuck
out
up.
Chatter at that point for them.
Yeah.
But you can still hear it.
Yep.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I heard that once. Like, yeah, I never try to get involved because, like I said, I don't want to be Candy Cane.
Yeah. It's like one movie you guys are scared of, dude. Like, come on.
No, I'm not scared of them.
Bro, one movie, but how many people experienced that? At least one or 200.
You know what? How about the TV show? How about the cop TV shows where semi-drivers are kidnapping people and raping and murdering them and throwing them in a field?
Candyman is way more scary, terrifying.
Candyman was a
bitch.
Nothing Man. No, but not Candyman. Like, what was that called?
Joyride.
Joyride. Oh.
Candy Cane.
Is that on Dofu?
It might be. Dofu. No, yeah, probably not, because it's not a football game or other sporting event. But
respect Dofu, a.k.a. Dorado.
They can't outrun.
Whatever it is today.
Keeps changing. Yeah.
I'm up to date. I'm in. So once I'm in, they give me the link, so we're good.
They can't outrun, like, a truck from, like, 1940s that is, like.
And not with a psychotic, like, mass murderer that wants to cut your balls off and hang him around his neck for a fucking pearl.
20,000 pounds, and it's got a diesel motor, and it has, like, 200 horsepower.
If they can catch your license plate.
Sorry.
I'm sure they all got hookups somewhere where they're going to get to run that plate and find out where you live. And forget the semi talk on it, okay? Cutting anybody off or being a dick to anybody, you got to worry about them being able to find out where you live, because you can find anybody right now. Like,
yeah, not really. I got a freaking arsenal.
I know. I'm just saying, like I could have cut somebody off this morning and not even noticed it. They see my plate and somehow find me and know where I live.
I don't know if they can.
I bet they could easily. Lex can find fucking people, and most shit's online.
Not based on a license plate.
Riley could have fucking taken a picture, which somehow has my home number, which he used to do that with his little, trying to make videos.
Yeah.
Has my house number on it. He's on Facebook, which is then connected to my Facebook, which then they find out.
So I did the first dump run.
Who's that?
Riley.
What the fuck? That's Riley?
Back when he was a little chubby kid.
I was gonna say, that's a weird ass smile, and he kind of looks bald and fragile.
Fragile.
Do you guys like my face?
It's French. He's fragile.
See, I don't care what it looks like. I want to feel it. Touch it. Touch it.
You don't care what it looks
Jason
like?
Jason said
cat.
Some real awkward shit.
No, it's a phone case, not a phone fucking frame.
I want to touch it. I want to feel it.
Okay. I have a thing for cases.
Do you want to feel mine?
No.
There's no feel to it.
Doesn't look good.
Smooth.
See mine? Kevlar.
I see you broke it.
Shoot it with a gun. Do it.
No, you broke the dog. You fucking set off his
yeah.
Sorry, dude. He's like, I didn't do anything.
Poor dog's having a heart attack.
I don't even understand, bro. He barked four times.
Yeah,
today,
he's getting fucking shocked over. He's like, da-da-da-da-da. I'm just like, check this case out. Sorry, bro. I didn't mean to do that.
It took him four times to set it off earlier today, and then you slammed your phone down one time and it went off. It's fucking weird.
Did I tell you?
It's Kevlar.
I told you guys about Daphne, right? No. When we first got Loki a shock collar. He's a big dumb dumb, you know. And Daphne figured out
a bitch.
She figured out her little bark would set it off, so she'd go right up between his legs and go, "Roof," set it off, and then she'd just walk away.
Well, to be fair, he fucked with her relentlessly. Like,
agreed. He deserved everything he got. I was like, "You little bitch."
He fucking tormented her, bro. I remember when you guys first got him, and she was like squeaking across the yard.
Oh yeah, like a broken squeak toy. Yeah, I was like, Jesus. Find pieces of her fur and his shit. Like, what the fuck, Loki?
They figured it out, though. I mean, they're pretty peaceful now.
I mean, now he's a giant.
Sometimes you
got to
have rough fun before, you know, you figure it all out.
Yeah, dude.
Now if I just go to the back door, I'm like, Loki, what'd you do? Drops to the ground, just shaking.
Oh, my God. I'm about ready to roll in this bitch, boys.
Yeah.
Everybody wrap this motherfucker up?
Let's do it.
Dad bought out, motherfuckers.
Ooh.
You're so grounded.
She meant bitches.
You're so grounded.
I asked. You said it wasn't even that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean that. I mean, we didn't discuss that.
Two different words there. Yeah. See, I don't think you have enough equity for the F.
Yet. Breakfast was not enough. Breakfast was not enough.
Breakfast
abort.
Was good enough
abort.
For a B.
Abort.
You're making breakfast and lunch tomorrow.
Yeah. Otherwise, mom's listening to this.
Yeah. This is out there forever.
Forever.
Oh, what the fuck was that?
All right. Well, he broke the mic stand. Yep, Dad bought out, bitches.
This whole thing. Fuck.